You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in and talk about the topic today, I'll get it out. I'm leaving that in. I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market, bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We have a special, quote unquote, special going on right now where we're giving quarterly memberships. We're super excited about that. People seem excited about it. And then that maybe come in and join for 3 months and take a couple months off. I personally would never leave teachhoops.com, but you have that option. And it's great. So go over and check it out, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast.
One of your podcasts. So I've been a Read and React guy for a while. I think on one of your podcasts,
you maybe modified Read and React with Drupal Drive for your guys, and kind of wanted to talk a little bit about that and maybe pick your brain on some zone offense and then an offensive set I was thinking about using this year. So
okay. Yes, I think Read and React, I love Rick, but it's just too complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, I never get past layer 3 or 4 with my guys.
Sure.
I think there's 68 layers or whatever it is. I don't even
right.
know. Right. So yeah, so we did a modification. Actually, we modified the entire offense down to this. Literally nothing on the back.
Yeah.
To that. Because we were just trying to keep it simple.
Right.
And I'll say I can send this to you, but I think there's like three or four rules for, and that's it. And then it's about spacing and it's about, you know, reaction and finding space. So what we did was, so we've been playing with this for like 3 years, and there's really, he doesn't really talk about dribbling and attacking off the Read and React.
Right. Other than filling in the direction of the drive and yeah. Yep. Yep.
So we added that because people were getting up. They were taking away several of our actions, but the drive was open. So what I did was we kind of just kind of, I mean, steal is not probably the right word, but lifted some of those dribble actions that they have in the dribble drive where, you know, you kind of banana cut behind and you fill.
Yep.
And working on, you know, I like 5 out. If you've got the players to play 5 out, I don't necessarily like the post in the opposite like they do in the dribble drive.
Yeah.
I like to leave that space open. But so that when you do leave that space open, it leaves a lot of options for that drive.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what happens when they drive baseline? What happens when they drive middle? What happens when they do that? How do we react to that?
Yeah.
So that was kind of my tweak with that. I'm actually working this summer on kind of putting all of that together. I'm going to put it inside of Teach Hoops. My entire defensive system, which I kind of, we kind of funnel and we do it in the full court. We do it against man. We do it against zone. So it's kind of one defense. It will work. And then we're doing the same thing with our offense. So my goal is to have that done. Like today was the last day, obviously. So my goal is to have that done in the next 6 weeks. Nice. To kind of have that simplified, but it's I don't know what's your feeling on the read and react and you doing it.
So I'm the head varsity girls coach at our school. I'm going into year three. I've been involved in our youth program for years. I'm a huge fan of the read and react, especially at the youth levels, the five out, you know, especially in that competitive, once you get to that third, fourth grade and beyond up through junior high. And I run, All In Hoops, which we just started 2 years ago, which is a summer, travel AAU program.
Oh my gosh, you have hair left too. How do you do that?
It's nuts. And we exploded this year we started with one squad 2 years ago. We went to 11 squads this year from fourth grade all the way up to the 2022 class. So
I tell all the young coaches when they do that, do it with one team first, because you got to work the kinks out. These ones that try to build a program from, like, you can't do, there's too many obstacles.
And knock on wood, with all the obstacles this year, it's been pretty smooth having that many. And, you know, the other thing on top of running the school program and coaching the team for summertime, and now I've got to make the calls to all the college coaches, not just for any of my high school players, but for all of our All In kids. So it's very time consuming. So when I saw all of your stuff with the blueprint, for me going, oh yes, I could save a bunch of time just going to one resource and having everything right there, was a huge appeal to me for a lot of different reasons. But back to the reading react, especially in that summertime, I'm a big fan of it when you're bringing kids together from different schools. It's, you know, most kids understand the motion concepts for the travel program. So when you're limited to practice times and things like that, and I'm a huge fan in using it as a base for kids to learn how to play the game as they're coming up through the youth. But now as we get to that varsity level, you know, I'm this going into this third year. And as you know, being a high school coach, it's different from the travel ball because we only get the kids that walk through the door the first day of tryouts for us that third week in October going, all right, who's going to show up? And
right. And And then it's like you play twice a week. I mean, you don't have. Yes. I mean, and I was just reading a book that basically said, it takes them 6 days to really get the concept for an opponent.
Yeah.
So, you know, 2 day, if you play on Tuesday and play on Friday, getting Wednesday and Thursday is not enough time for them to digest it.
No. I'm breaking down film right now of our past season's games and our opponents for our league, mostly because I think we should be able to contend for our league this year.
Right.
All right. What are the actions that most of the teams in our league do offensively and defensively? And so when I'm crafting my practice plans going, all right, well, instead of trying, like you said, having one day to focus on one opponent, if we're constantly working on the actions that most of those teams do, then it will help us prepare for each individual opponent. So
what don't you like about it?
So the read and react, the thing that I found is while I love it, and as a player, I loved having freedom, you know, being able to read what the defense has given me and have that freedom to then decide what to do off of it. The thing is, though, I'm starting to see, especially with, I'm a big proponent of multi-sport athletes and kids that, you know, especially the high school level, you got your kids, the two or the three that are going to be gym rats. You got the kids that you're not going to get into the gym all of the time. So they're not building that basketball IQ. Now, lucky for me, I've got seven should have seven returners that are playing travel ball. So they'll have a higher basketball IQ. But this last season, especially, we had success when I gave them less freedom, still use the read and react foundation and put in what they believe to be sets, but it's based on read and react principles of going, okay, this is the first action. We're going to dribble at and send them through. And then we're going to down screen because you always have the options of screening. So I found that sometimes having a lot of freedom on that five out, the kids went too much to the drive, but they would drive either with their head down, not looking for that cut that's open along right. the baseline, or they're driving, not recognizing the times to drive, and they're driving into two or three players instead of that drift drive when there's a bunch of real estate. I'm going to have next year shooters, but they're smaller, which then the reading react just if you're one through three layers, if they're not screening, it's difficult for
the issue is you got to really teach them how to read those screens. Like,
yes,
you know, when in our first contact day, it was like, I was talking about, sometimes you can reject the screen.
And right.
You go, what? It's like, all of you are doing the exact same motion every time.
Yes.
I said, you know, just because she asked you to prom doesn't mean you're going to go with her.
Right.
It's like, right. maybe the girl you want to ask you at, or twerp or whatever it is. And they all laughed at me. I go, so you say no. You're like, right. maybe you think right. so. And then the first kid that did it got a layup because they reject. Yep. They fake like they were going to go and they rejected it. It's like yep. that. Those nuances, I agree, they don't understand. Here's something that we've worked on because we didn't get the coach this year. We spent a lot of time thinking about hoops. Is all of your sets should be no overlap on your sets. Like, because that was the issue with us is we had sets that kind of did the same thing. So we threw one of them out. We found the one that was good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're trying to get your posts on a curl or something, you only need one of those and never needed the post doing that type of motion again. Most sets have one or two actions you're trying to get.
Yeah.
So my theory is let's get good at those three or four sets or five, whatever, how many sets you're going to have. And they're all going to give me something different. One's going to give me maybe a couple open threes. One's going to give me somebody attacking the rim. You know, they have to get, so when you're digesting these or thinking about them, that is something I haven't done a good. It's like I find one and it works.
Right.
And then I find another one that works. Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. I'm going to do a big shout out to our two other podcasts, High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig. I do talk about them often, but I don't give them a spotlight. They are great. High School Hoops talks weekly. We talk about kind of what you're going through. Like, we've been doing a lot of COVID right now because that's where we are and what happened with that and how we're reacting to it. And Teacher Side Gig is teachers kind of looking at themselves and how they can make a little extra money on the side. And it's just me giving back to a little bit to all the teachers out there that I know have to do that. So also subscribe and like this podcast and go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
But they kind of do the same thing. And it's like, I'm not spending enough time for them to get good at the nuances. And that's happened on our out of bounds place too. I think I've coached too long. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. I don't need seven. I need three or four out of bounds plays and they all have to give me something different.
Right.
Because I know they all these work, but I don't have, like you said, I don't have the time when we play two or three games in a week.
Right.
To get down to those nuances of, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep.
So I think when you're doing your sets, think about what you're getting out of the set. So we actually went through and started a spreadsheet. Like, this one gives me this, this, and this.
Yeah.
It's like, so then we could, because you can always add them. Like, we always have like playoff sets, or we have like for this specific opponent, we'll, you know, kind of do that. We always have some we keep in our back pocket that we know we're going to need.
Right. So I looked in the, one of the things I took from the blueprint so far was there was a series of Chicago action. And yep. So I modified that because I'm going to have one player, 5'11 girl.
Ooh, you know, she's a big girl. Yeah,
that's a tall girl. One of the hardest working kids, you know. She's one of those that you wish you could just give a little bit more athletic ability to.
I have one of those in my house. Yes. I call them horizontally challenged. Yes. Horizontally challenged.
And just a great kid. Like the kid you love to coach, the kid you want success for, and great 15 feet and in. So I'm really looking for, you know,
she is who she can defend though.
Yes.
That's who you, I mean, from a basketball standpoint, from all the D1 guys, you are who you can defend. Like you can't defend Giannis, you ain't playing. You got to be able to defend the best.
And you're like, talking my language right now. Cause I lean more towards the defensive side of the game. Like I am that coach. Like you want to get me excited, get out at the point, guard your yard, give me a 5 second call. I mean, I'm going to be screaming, jumping up and down and praising you all night long. So,
right.
You know, and I'm looking at that, the defensive side, and I love to change it up. I love to change, our zones, man. I love to get after it in the full court. I don't know I'm going to be able to do that this year just because of depth.
You can do it different ways though, because that's something I've had to dive into is like, you could even have just someone picking up in the full court and wearing their point guard down. Like that's only one person and the other four are getting back. I mean, there's ways to kind of like 2-2-1 them. That doesn't take a lot. I mean, there's ways of doing that. I love that. You and I are on the same page. Change. The high school kids do not adjust well to change.
No.
And quite frankly,
a lot of coaches don't. I mean, it frustrates the heck. And I love, you know, it's that chess piece coming out of a timeout where they've just called a timeout because we've been running a zone and their kids aren't doing what the actions they want. So I'm going, all right, well, now it's my turn to have some fun. I'm going to mess with him right now. He's wasted a timeout. We're going to go run and jump and then play two possessions of man-to-man.
Right.
And then we're going to jump back into it, back in the zone, because they've completely forgotten everything that was just talked about in the timeout.
Right. And here's something I have found, too, and I have an assistant do this. If someone scores on us three straight times, we're out automatically. So there's no discussion. Like, they'll tap me and say, we're done. Because – sometimes we think something's working and it's not.
We'll write that down.
It is. Three is the magic number. Okay. And now I will have them say, hey, they've scored five out of the last six. Time to get out. So he is tracking it, but three tends to be the magic. Because I've turned to John a couple of times, one of my assistants, and goes, we got to get out of this. We got to get out of this. He goes, Steve, they haven't scored the last seven times.
Yeah.
Because we're not doing something on the other end. So my what I'm seeing or feeling is not actually what's happening.
Yeah.
And I'm a numbers guy. So it's like, I want that those numbers aren't lying. He says, don't get out of it. It's not the defense. It's because we're turning the ball over. We're not finishing in transition. We're not running our off. He goes, that's the side. It's not the defensive side. So
that's the point when everything your game plan and schemes that you have designed up is working, but you, for whatever reason, you just can't put the ball in the hole and you've just missed 10 shots within 5 feet and you're going, it's there. Everything we want, we're getting, we just can't throw the ball in the ocean right now. That's the most frustrating thing on the sideline going, there's nothing I can do right now to change the game. So,
no. And that's where you're right though. That's where sometimes it sets, or an ISO, or get them to the free throw line, because free throws can stop runs. They really can. They are. I tell guys that when a team's on a run, how do you stop it? You go to the free throw line, you get the ball inside, you slow the game down a little bit. So that's where I think you're right about sets. Like you can lean on those. And especially if you've practiced them enough. So going back to the read and react, you're going to tweak and add a dribble option, or what was your thought?
Originally going into this off season, I wanted to try to identify, cause I've got a couple of girls who they're big soccer players. So they're still trying to figure out whether they're come back or not. But if they do, they're incredibly quick off the drive. Can't necessarily shoot from the outside, you know, but then I've got three other girls that while their height challenged, can knock the outside shot down. So I'm going, well, that's a possibility for, you know, the dribble drive setting up. But then the problem is we also got zoned a lot last year. So now I'm trying to identify, I've gone against a 2-3, I've gone a 1-3-1 set, or, you know, a, you know, we faced a lot of, three around two or 1-2-2s. So I would go with, you know, a 2-1-2 set, two guard front. And we faced a 1-3-1 a few times, and I went a 4-high set action.
Cut behind. Were they trapping high on the 1-3-1?
Yes, both on that and the we'd face a 3-2.
Yeah, you got to cut behind it. The key is cutting behind it, and then being able to make the pass is probably the harder part.
That, especially the girls' side of the game. I mean, that is when they run and jump that trap, getting girls to make themselves available. Yep. Above that trap and then move that ball quickly instead of wanting to put it on the floor.
Yeah. So we work a lot when that's happening on not dribbling, when they catch the ball, and I'd rather have you eat the ball than turn it over is what.
Yeah. I'd rather have a second call because I can set my defense. Yes. Right.
So yep. It's like I said, I will never take you out. I will never yell at you. I will never talk to you about it. I said, if you football it and you don't think you have anywhere to go, fine.
Yep.
Because we'll get back and play D, and I know our D can defend you. Right. I'll send you a couple. So first of all, I think 5-out read and react with a lot of cutting to the zone. As long as you teach them spacing and stopping when they see light.
Yeah.
So there's some film. Yeah. So when you see space, stop for a second and look at the ball.
Yep.
Because they cut through and they're open, but they keep cutting.
Yes, and they never stop and look for the basketball.
They never stop. So that's where film can help, and that's where, you know, you play that 3-2 in practice, and you say, when you find – and then I'll just stop. There was space there. Just stop for a second, look, and if you don't get it, then you – one second, because so I like that. We probably run that 70, 80% of the time as we run our 5-out, read and react. We'll screen it. We'll do everything we do. Against the zone, it works. It does. You just got to practice it. But I'll send you a couple continuity zone offenses that I run.
Okay.
That kind of overload a side that works short corner. That I'll send you.
Awesome.
I just wrote myself a note. I'll do that, and then you can look at those, and we can talk again if you have questions on it. So here's something with those girls: if they decide to come out and they can dribble, you have to teach them how to pass behind them. Okay. So that's a footwork issue. So we're footwork issue for mine. It's definitely for the girls. It's definitely for the youth that, so they drive and they get stopped.
Right.
Right. The opening will always be
behind, which is behind
where they came from. So you got to teach them to stop and pivot and look behind.
Yep.
And that is a really, really hard move, but it's always open.
Yeah.
I refer to them as banana cuts. I'm sure there's a better name for it, but I always say when someone drives, follow, you're basically drafting. And then I use the analogy, like if you're bike riding, I want you to be in front because I'm going to sit right behind you and I'm going to draft the whole way. So I don't have to pedal as much.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So I always tell, we always have a drafter following behind a cutter or a dribbler.
Yeah.
In the read and react, it's always open. The problem is sometimes they stop at the 3-point line when you got to be able to kick. Sometimes they won't. Sometimes they can just, you know, whack it back to them.
Yeah.
That space is a weird space that always seems to be open.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that too, because I'd love for you to take a look at the Chicago action set. I emailed to you, this morning.
Yeah. Let me look at that.
So I was trying to find, with the read and react, the other thing that I found is if they're patient enough to get that ball to second and third side, that's when, you know, your drives are open. That's when the curl cuts become.
So you're talking ball, enough ball movement from side to side.
Yes. And so when I took a look at this set, you know, it has a lot of screens. It has a lot of double screen opportunities, dribble handoffs, ball screen, that I modified just a bit, and we started actually going through it in the last couple of days in the summertime. It's got a ton of action. And then
it does. I like it. Yeah. That's not a handoff. That's not a handoff. That's a ball screen, right?
So there's a handoff when that second action after that initial ball screen, there's a pitch out to the four who then hands off.
That's one. Four is a handoff. Okay.
Yep. And then it sets in a double screen for that action you're talking about, that guard filling in behind that drive.
Yeah, I like that.
Because I'm looking at going, yeah, I want my guard coming off of there because that's probably going to be a shooter for me. But again, right, because of that height, I wanted to see if I could get a little bit more action.
I like that action. With one gets the ball at the free throw line too. I like that action because.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, review, do whatever you got to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.